The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
Minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, and it's Tuesday, November 15, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. So glad you could join us. And of course, we have the great sales going on at the Power Mall. And why do I tell you that? Well, the price to keep us on shortwave is exorbitant. And without your help, we're not going to be able to keep our frequencies. And so that's why we ask you to either purchase from the Power Mall or send a donation to the Power Hour. P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. You can call Power Hour, Power Mall, Jay, whichever hat she's wearing for the day, at 877-817-9829 and make a donation to keep us on the air. By the way, we have the new Power Mall catalog updated. If anybody would like one by mail, you'll need to call Jay at 877-817-9829 to get a copy of that. And for those of you ordering the Sun Air Purifier, which is a drop ship product, we'll give you two free bottles of Tranquil just for ordering one. And I'm telling you, they work. And we've got the OptiVita Health products 10% off the Winter Wellness Bundle. I've got two of them headed this direction. It's got two boxes of silver lozenges, which we've talked about in that show numerous times. And, of course, the vitamin C and vitamin D are also there. Normally, you pay $70.90 if you buy all that, but we're selling it to you for $53. Then you can add your silver gel, 24 part per million, and OptiVita silver liquid, 10 part per million. I got two bottles of that because we use it, and we ran out, and I don't want to run out. 10% off all North American Urban Spice products as well, and that means that they're going to be on the show. That's what it means. You know that because we are probably one of the only ones that actually educate and inform and interview people on this show that are relevant to your health, which is important. What's also important is the fact that we have partnered with Genesis Gold Group. And the reason we've done it is because the dollar keeps devaluing. And the dollar is not a real dollar. It's fake. It's man-made paper. They call it currency. I call it a joke. And then you have gold and silver. See, the dollar is extrinsic in value. The gold and silver are intrinsic in value, which means they have a standard of value contained within them where the dollar bill does not. Dollar bill is a note. A note is a debt. It's a promise to pay. And I got some stuff I want to talk to you about, the credit restoration primer, because many of you got that when you helped support us, and you've got some questions I'm going to answer here on the show during this half hour. But man-made currency always leads nations into the path and down the path of corruption. War, greed, ultimate collapse. That's why Genesis Gold Group believes in empowering faith-driven stewardship with gold and silver, which are an integral part of a balanced portfolio. And, of course, protecting your finances with precious metals has never been more crucial during these trying times. With a combined 50-plus years in the precious metals industry, you can let your Genesis Gold and Silver experts guide you through the simplicity of asset protection and growth with their Genesis Gold IRA. And, of course, some of you want to hold gold and silver coin. You can do that, too. Visit them online at genesisgoldgroup.com, just like the first book in the Bible, genesisgoldgroup.com. And you can email them at info@genesisgoldgroup.com or call them and talk to them. 1-800-200-GOLD. That's 1-800-200-GOLD. You can memorize that, right? 1-800-200-4653, Genesis Gold Group. And, of course, we have done some research on long-term food storage. We're going to be talking to Clayton Llewellyn at the bottom of this hour about that, because we're offering Heaven's Harvest here at the Power Mall. And why does it stand out from other survival foods? Because it all comes down to the contents of the kit. That's why. Heaven's Harvest food kits provide you with serving sizes and calories that fill you up for the long haul without a bunch of fillers. And we're talking about juice and drink mixes and rice or beans that you can go to Walmart and buy to your heart's content, and they're cheaper. And see, when you start buying these 50-pound bags of pinto beans, man, that costs some money. I shopped Mahatma rice yesterday at one of our local grocery stores. It was $25.50 for a 20-pound bag of Mahatma rice, just so you know. And that's just plain white rice, like white on rice, the old saying, you know. And see, as far as these food kits go with Heaven's Harvest, don't take our word for it. Just make the comparison. Take a look at the contents of the kits at Heaven's Harvest. You'll be pleasantly surprised by the food variety and the serving sizes. Heaven's Harvest is dedicated to supplying Americans with the highest quality products to ensure survival in a crisis. You buy them, and we hope you don't have to use them. But I personally have used them. I couldn't wait to rip the carton open and take the contents out, all those various meals, and start cooking them so I'd be totally prepared and I would know what the contents were. And if I wanted to order more, you see, when you try something you like that cheddar cheese and broccoli soup, I got to order more of those. Yeah, you can buy them individually, too. You can buy them in the kit. A lot of these things they offer individually. Some of them they order in the kit. Heaven's Harvest is dedicated to supplying you. Hopefully you don't have to use it, but if you do, you got it right there. And if you're worried about security and, you know, you want plain label shipping, just call 1-800-516-4773 if you want to order by phone, or visit heavensharvest.com. And guess what? You can still use the code POWERHOUR and get 5% off your purchase. Heck of a deal, isn't it? At the top of next hour, we've got Jeremy Slaton. He's got a new study out called Feminism Failed Women, Why This Matters to Men, Families, and American Sustainability. He's the founder of Warrior MBS, a pro-patriot, pro-family, pro-masculine group that empowers men. So that's going to be interesting to discuss why liberal women are more unhappy without men by marriage. And why is he on? Because our government and all of its intended targets are the American family. They want to disintegrate it. We'll be talking to Jeremy about that at the top of next hour. Moving into world news at 12 after the hour, food imports. Poor countries are on the brink of crisis. This is a shocking new report from the United Nations, from the Food and Agriculture Organization Department, revealed the world food import bill jumped to nearly $2 trillion this year amid soaring inflation due to several factors, including currencies depreciating against the dollar, the war in Ukraine, and La Nina-related climate change. See, they always got to blame it on something. So you got to wonder about that. And when I say wonder, I mean put your critical thinking cap on. Food prices in Germany have spiked by just under 40% over the last year, with items such as potatoes spiking by as much as 70% in the last 12 months. The German general public is facing a massive surge in the price of food, a considerable contributor to the ongoing cost of living crisis. Government stats released indicate the overall price of groceries has risen by 40% in the last year. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet is yelling. She's yelling that some sanctions on Russia would likely remain in place for months, even if the war in Ukraine ends. Don't look for that to happen anytime soon. She's in Bali with blowhard Biden. And by the way, you know, everybody's wondering about this World Cup soccer. You know, the U.S. men's national team, I think it's gone woke. They've redesigned the World Cup team logo to add the rainbow LGBTQ color stripes in response to host the nation's Qatar's stance against homosexuality. Well, guess what? The World Cup warning, the nation of Qatar is warning pork, porn, sex toys, and LGBT flags could get fans arrested in Qatar. I wonder if they're going to arrest the men's soccer team. They said, don't you bring that stuff in here. That's against our religion, against our Muslim faith. British authorities have recently released a list of those items that fans should leave home unless you want to end up in a Qatar prison. That should be a little warning to the United States men's national team. If you don't want to create an international incident, you might think twice about changing your stripes. Wow. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. See, it even permeated into professional sports. Here I thought all that garbage about Black Lives Matter and all that crap was, it actually is starting to leave NFL players' helmets. Some of it's on there still, but not as much as before. I think they're deciding they want to actually play sports because people aren't paying much attention to them these days. And like everything else, NFL ticket prices, if you've ever been to an NFL game, are huge. The FBI, by the way, had up to 8 informants within the Proud Boys in the months surrounding the January 6th Capitol riot. Ha! You see, John Whitehead was on this show yesterday, and he told you they would infiltrate you, didn't he? Stupido. Yeah, these showed up in court documents. In the Proud Boys leader, Enrique Tarrio, and 4 of the members of the group's seditious conspiracy trial. Court documents in the last several days revealed the informant's presence in the Proud Boys' ranks. According to the New York Times, the defense contended the prosecution had until recently improperly withheld some of the information government had received from informants that was favorable to the accused. That's what we call exculpatory evidence, folks. And of course, now, is there a questionable relationship between Sam Bankman-Fried's bankrun FTX Ukraine and the Democrats? Well, he apparently gave away billions of dollars. And the bigger problem is now, under the economy and business, there's a report out that following the collapse of FTX, at least $1 billion in investor assets seems to be missing. And you know what happens when that happens? Mr. Bankman-Fried, yeah, you're in the Bahamas. I think they can still extradite you on criminal charges, Mr. Bankman-Fried, you moron. You donated to Marxism, didn't you? That's why you're in the Bahamas. You think you can't be touched? You watch. They're coming for you, Mr. Fried. Wow. But you steal $1 billion from investors, somebody's going to come for you. Yeah, you watch. The Republican Party, according to Mike Huckabee, is doomed to be extinct if it backtracks, if it goes right back to the same garbage it's always pontificated. It's going to be one big downer. The former governor said the Republican Party has to care about the American people and stop the self-serving idiocracy going on in Washington. Did you hear that, Mitch? Yeah, the Democrats love Mitch. Do they call him Mitch the bitch? Is that right? 3 people have been identified over the weekend, including Keller, former city councilman Terry Barker, a U.S. Army veteran, was one of the 6 people killed when that B-17 Flying Fortress bomber and a P-63 King Cobra fighter plane collided before crashing to the ground in a ball of flames at the Wings Over Dallas event over the weekend. The video is there. You can watch it. It's pretty scary how 2 planes could collide like that, how you could pull a fighter plane and crash into a big B-17 is beyond me. You could have altered your course. They're investigating it, trust me. A federal appeals court has entered a ruling against the student loan forgiveness program. Erasing student loan debt would be irreversible, according to a St. Louis-based U.S. Court of Appeals for the 8th Circuit panel ruled, entering an injunction against the administration pending an appeal. And the Supreme Court, by the way, also is allowing the January 6th committee to go after Kelly Ward's phone records. She's the head of the Arizona Republican Party. Huh. Boy, they really want to get Trump. ESG, by the way, that's environmental social government, is endangering America's farms and your food, according to state treasurers. The latest threat to farming can be identified in 3 familiar letters. Believe it or not, this is the state treasurers at the State Financial Officers Foundation told the Epoch Times that the U.S. agricultural base could be jeopardized by the top-down push for environmental, social, corporate governance scoring. It is a real threat. That story you can find on our email blast that you get in the mail, And by the way, science and technology news, Elon Musk Twitter fires 80% of its contract workers. More than 4,000 contract workers had their jobs terminated. There you go. Sherry in Kansas, how you doing?
Okay, Dave. I just got that Volume 1 book by Whitney Webb. That is very interesting.
The one I have it here. Yep, we're going to try to get Whitney on the show.
Oh, I hope so. Hey, you know these clawback laws they have in some cases? This Freed guy, I heard a deal that said, in fact, it was on Doug Hagman's show last night. He was talking about how this guy was the second biggest donor.
Behind Soros. Yeah, and he was. And he used other people's money to donate, and word has it he's getting kickback money from Ukraine, and that was where the donations went to the Democrat Party, all the money. If they find out, Sherry, that Biden sent that money to Ukraine and it all came back through this crypto guy, Biden's had it. I mean, that's criminal what he did.
Yeah, is there any way that they could claw that back from the candidates?
Here's the problem, Sherry. The election's over, and I don't know. You know, maybe they could see. The thing is the candidate had to have knowledge that the money he was getting in donations was dirty, that it was laundered. That would violate the money laundering statutes and make them all culpable. But we don't know that yet because we haven't had our swearing in, and the group that is looking into stuff like this, you know, they're evaluating it. Trust me, the Republican National Committee and everybody else is evaluating it. And as far as I know, you know, that's to be determined in the future. But that's a very interesting point you make.
Okay, Dave.
Appreciate that. Thank you so much,
Carry
Kevin
on.
In Ohio. You bet. Always do. Kevin in Ohio, how are you, sir? Hello, Kevin.
All bad news.
No.
There is no way that they were going to let Carrie Lake win in Arizona. I mean, she wants to put up a wall, right?
Yep.
And Nevada, that's the Southwest, that's big portals that are still wide open to border traffic.
I know. Well, I'll tell you. Yeah. I know it. Kevin, I see a lawsuit coming because I think that these votes, because of the fact that what they did was infiltrate the system with all these votes ahead of time. And because it took Arizona so long to count all these votes and whitewash a bunch of the votes, I mean, they're separated by 20,000 votes. And last time I looked at the numbers, there were enough votes there to pull Carrie Lake ahead if they didn't dirty the pond in the first place, which I think they did. And, you know, when you start screaming lawsuit and dirty the pond, then they start screaming election denier, and then they want to come after you. And this is when the fun starts. You know why it took Arizona and Nevada, among other states, so long to get their heads out of their asses and do something right for a change? It's beyond me. They got to sort this out. And with Katie Hobbs as governor, Arizona, I'm sorry for you people out there. I wish there was some way that we could do independent canvassing to find out exactly how many actually did vote for her and how many voted by absentee ballot. Because if you can find out the number of absentee ballots that actually were real ballots, and then you find out that there's thousands, tens of thousands of ballots that are all phony that were just, you know, allowed to go by the system. I mean, he had tabulation machines that didn't work, Kevin. What does that tell you? The system is flawed, and it got flawed in favor of Hobbs. And Hobbs, the Secretary of State, is overseeing her own elections where she's running for governor. That's a definite conflict of interest. Man, if I was Carrie Lake, I'd challenge it. But again, ties it all up in the courts. What can I say? And we can't function. You know, if we don't have all 50 states, you know, gears turning, we can't function.
Well, 2020 told us that. I want to comment on the FTX. The FTX guy, they appointed the guy that handled it. They appointed that guy that handled the Enron case to look over this. And that's just terrible because it turns out that guy grew up in Stanford on the university there, lived with his parents and all this stuff. Grew up there, and this is the main gig, that every time they appropriate money to Ukraine, there's a flurry of activity in Ukraine banks, What they do is they convert it to Ukrainian money, and that Ukrainian money gets sent out. It gets, and a big portion of it goes right back to Ukraine. So Ukraine is standing to lose all kinds of billions of dollars of our money. And so this Hal Turner, he called the Bahama police, and they're really sharp. He said they'd already contacted SWIFT. Because, you know, every transfer of money has to go through there, the SWIFT system. Right. And Ukraine replied to SWIFT that the Bahama police got that said it was national security that they couldn't release any information according, you know, about these accounts. And then this cryptocurrency could be going to the Democrats, individual politicians, through cryptocurrencies, secret cryptocurrencies, where they're getting the money straight from Ukraine every time we appropriate more money to Ukraine. But Ukraine is standing to lose a lot of money. I mean, really big billions.
Kevin, I believe it. I believe it. And here's the thing. I really think that there's going to be an investigation into where all that money from Ukraine is going. And the fact that they can literally, Congress can cut the purse strings and stop all this nonsense. But they need to actually follow the money trail and see if it led back into the United States, because if it did, and they can show there was dirty money. And don't think they haven't thought about it. I think they really have. I think they've one stepped us, and they're out there. Josh Hawley just now announced that the Republican Party is dead. Given what just happened, they got a shellacking in the midterms, and he said, you know what, this whole thing is just, they're done. They're done for. They're going to have to completely change their entire structure if they want to go anywhere. So anyway, you know, they'll get to the bottom of this, Kevin. Don't worry. We're good. Thanks for your call. We appreciate it. I got one minute. I got to explain something here before we bring on our next guest at the bottom of the hour. For those of you who had questions about the credit restoration primer, and some of you may have high credit card debt and you're still paying on it, and you're finding all sorts of ways to pay on credit card debt and pay down credit card debt. You don't want to file bankruptcy. You've lost loved ones. Money's run out. You have a home. Your credit score's dropped because you got all this credit card debt. You're not alone. There's a lot of Americans in that situation. If you own a home that has a lot of equity, here's my point. No matter whether you're, you know, whatever bills are paid off, if you have assets that you can liquidate them to pay down the credit card debt, stay out of your 401 because you get taxed on that. Your bonds and your stocks, only liquidate the ones to pay off credit card debt that will do you any good. But if you got a lot of equity in your house, get a home equity line of credit and pay off all the credit cards, because you're going to pay one payment instead of being buried in debt. Like crazy. That's what I would do if it was me and I was facing that kind of situation. We'll be back with Clayton Llewellyn after the bottom of the hour break here on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregarisp and the P73, the oil of oregano. and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
J.P. Morgan recently warned investors of an economic hurricane heading our way. If you currently have an IRA or 401k, find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. As top economists continually warn us to brace ourselves, find out how to protect your portfolio today with our free definitive gold guide and create your own financial bunker safeguarding your IRA funds. Call right now at 800-200-GOLD. That's 800-200-GOLD. And learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Act now and learn how to protect your IRA and 401k today. Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. That number again is 800-200-GOLD, 800-200-GOLD, 800-200-GOLD. That's 800-200-4653.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
34 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. So glad you could join us. It's Tuesday, November 15th. Wow, getting close to Turkey Day, huh? It's all we can think about is food at this this time of the month. It's like I'm going to get my L-tryptophan buzz on. That's what you get when you eat turkey, right? You know, speaking of food, we've been talking about food all morning as far as the food shortages, the food prices, what's causing the food prices. There is someone that I've got on the line right now, Clayton Llewellyn with Heaven's Harvest Emergency Survival Food. And, of course, you know, if you call their number, 1-800-516-4773, and give them the code Power Hour, you can save 5% on your order. And the one thing that Clayton has been looking at, he's been looking into the food shortages and why they're happening and what factors are threatening the food supply. Clayton, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Dave. Thanks for having me.
So as far as, you know, we've been talking about on the show this morning about poor countries on the brink of crisis, UN reporting record food import prices of like $2 trillion. In Africa, women are driven to trade sex for food. I mean, this is just crazy. It increases the risk of HIV, you know, for goats and soda, really. Supposedly, the world is facing the worst food crisis in modern history, and there's apparently a food security risk from an unprecedented global food import bill. I mean, there's all sorts of things affecting it. And I'm just kind of curious, you've done the research. What are you seeing the same thing we're seeing?
Oh, absolutely. And Dave, I'm glad we're not talking about it, because if we talked about it, this would turn into a toilet paper shortage, just like when we started talking about that. But it's what's going on right now in this world's absolutely crazy. I mean, crazy. Like I said, I've never been so worried about it that I finally started taking food home for myself to make sure that I have plenty at my house and I don't sell out of all of it. I mean, what you just talked about right there is a fraction of what's going on. I got a list here. I'd like to read this list real quick. These are all the things I've picked up on in the last, say, 30 days.
Okay.
The wheat crop this year is the smallest it's been since 1963. In 1963, we only had 182 million people to feed. Right now, we have 329 million. The rice harvest this year is half its normal year yield. Tomatoes are a million tons short. The corn harvest is the worst corn harvest in over a decade. I just drove out through the Midwest. Dave, it was sad seeing the crops. I mean, most of them barely made it over the four-foot fence in front of the field. I mean, these corn crops are supposed to be 8, 9, 10, 11 foot tall. And they're 4 feet tall. Farmers, I talk to farmers that aren't even picking this year. They're going to plow them under. You know, it costs more to harvest that than what they can sell it for. So, I mean, they're going to plow it under. Sweet corn is down 20%. Carrots are down 45%. Celery is 11%. Peaches are 15%. Cattle in Oregon are down 41%. New Mexico is down 43%. Texas is down 50%.
Wow.
I think the big thing with the cattle is the grain is so expensive right now that they're getting rid of cattle as quick as they can because they can't afford to feed them anymore, which is good for today, but that's really bad for tomorrow. You know, 40% of the United States is suffering from a drought for 114 consecutive weeks right now. That's 2 years of a drought. That's the worst drought this country's seen in 1,200 years. Europe's in a 500-year drought. Hunger stones are being revealed in rivers that haven't been seen since the time of Christ. You know, and again, we're talking about a population of a million people in the world the last time these things were seen. You know, and I mean, we've got a couple billion people now, and all over the world's facing these droughts. And if they're not facing a drought, they're facing historic floods. You see what's going on in China. You see what's going on in Pakistan. The thing is, we're a global economy now. You know, everybody thinks it all because we're here in the United States, you know, we're the mighty nation, like this can't happen to us. It's happening to us. You see what's going on in California. I mean, California, like wells are drying up all over the place. You know, I mean, if you lived in Las Vegas or Southern California right now, I'd be nervous. The governor out there is more concerned about keeping a fish alive than keeping people alive. You know, we've got farmers you've got foreign corporations now that are buying up massive chunks of farmland out there because they've got wells that are running 600 to 1,000 feet deep, and they're growing alfalfa on these fields, and they're shipping the alfalfa back to Saudi Arabia. You know, we've got foreign corporations, I don't want to say stealing water from Americans, but they're pretty much drying up wells.
That's what they're doing.
Yeah. I mean, we've got, I think this year so far in California, there's about 1,400 wells that have already run dry. Like, that's a big deal. You know what I mean? We're bringing in bottled water to feed entire communities. But the EU's in no better shape. Crop losses in the EU are at 50%. Germany's in bad shape this year. I mean, they're reporting 50% losses. The prices at their grocery stores are up 40% this year. Potatoes in Germany are up 70%. You know, we're so used to having cheap energy and cheap food in this country that we're not going to know what to do when it's changing right now. You know, nobody wants to talk about it. Nobody wants to discuss it. And I know you talk about this on your show, but I believe this is part of the agenda. Well, this is part of the agenda. This is the UN Agenda 2030. You know what I mean? This is part of their plan. Like, we've got too many people in this world. How do we get rid of this population? How do we bring it back down the same way we got it where it's at? Cheap energy and cheap food. How do we correct that?
Starve everybody for that.
We'll feed them bugs. We'll run the cost of energy up. We'll cut fertilizer production. Like, this is going to get a lot worse before it gets better. And I'm honestly wondering if it will get better. You know, I was expecting a red wave to maybe turn the tide on this. That didn't happen.
No, it didn't, because they changed their strategy in the Democratic Party and flooded the market with all these ahead of the election when they opened up early voting. They flooded the market with the ballots instead of waiting until the day of the election and flooding the market with ballots where everybody could point fingers and say, caught you.
Yep.
You know, so now then you get accused of being an election denier. Well, how do you do that when the toothpaste is already out of the tube during early voting and they flooded the market with stuff? And now a Supreme Court in Nevada just said, now you're not going to stop the hand count. Now that the election officials in Nevada want to stop the hand count.
Yep.
They want the status quo to stay just the way it is. Because this is the path you just spoke about. If they have to be able to succeed to keep those in power so they can continue down this path of trying to short us on food.
Yeah. Well, that's like, I mean, it's a scary scenario. I mean, it terrifies me. You know what I mean? Like, this isn't like an electric car. You know what I mean? If I don't want an electric car, I don't buy an electric car. You know, but this is food. You know, if Henry Kissinger once said, if you control oil, you can control countries. If you control food, you control the people.
Like, yeah, I think that was LBJ that said that.
Is that who it was?
Yeah, that was LBJ that said that.
They're headed down the road of controlling us. You know, I mean, there's four companies that own 90% of the seed output in this country.
Whoa.
You know, the food you buy off the grocery store shelf, it may seem like there's 1,000 brands in there. That's controlled by a dozen companies. You know, and we're giving away. We've given away to them. We've talked about now they're trying to put the mRNA vaccine into our food. They're already doing it in Australia. Like, this is happening right now. They're figuring out how to put it in the cattle in Australia. If you chose not to get the vaccine, guess what? You're going to get the vaccine.
Like, one way or another.
One way or another.
That is scary, Clayton. Just to even know that. And so, see, this is one of the reasons why we're talking about all of this now, because these are the factors that are threatening the food supply of this country. And pretty soon you may go to your grocery store, your local grocery store, and you'll buy something and you'll take it home and you'll eat it. And all of a sudden you'll start feeling weird. And people, because of the fact we know that the mRNA jabs have caused the problems they've caused with adverse effects, don't be surprised if you're sitting there eating your mashed potatoes that you bought at the grocery store, and next thing you know, you have a heart attack or stroke.
Yeah.
Because of the fact the jab just was in the food that you just ate. I mean, you can't even now. It's bad enough I can't trust my doctor. But now to not be able to go to the grocery store and wonder whether the stuff I'm buying has graphene oxide in it. We already know it's got glyphosate.
It's a scary road we're headed down, like I said, and I was really hoping these midterms would help change the trajectory of it, but they've got complete control now at this point. I don't know where it goes from here. I don't know how we fix this problem, but they're on the sure path to deciding what you eat, when you eat it. I mean, they're already trying that in foreign countries with, you know, you can only buy what you're allotted to buy. You know, you get a chip in your arm or a chip on your phone that, hey, we know what this guy ate and when he ate it. Wait a second, he hasn't eaten his vaccine yet. You know, don't sell him any more of this until he decides to eat this.
So they starve him. Yeah.
Yeah. It's scary the direction we're headed. I mean, you've got you've got world leaders all over the place that have hinted at, hey, expect a lot of riots coming into 2023. You know, expect millions of people to die. Like, it's coming. It's coming for us. I wish there was a way to turn it. I thought this last election would do it. Either we didn't show up to vote or they've stolen it again. I'm probably leaning towards the latter.
More than likely, and now we're hearing stuff about FTX and them funneling money from Ukraine into FTX and possibly back to the Democrat Party. And that's where all that money from Ukraine went that Biden sent off, as it all got put back into the system and sent back to the U.S. through FTX. They're going to investigate this. Trust me, it's already in motion. I got a feeling. But in the meantime, we're all sweating bullets over here. So here's the thing. This is one of the reasons why we partnered with Heaven's Harvest Emergency Survival Food, folks, is because you can feed, and they've got a family, a 6-month, a 1 month. Well, let's see, what is it? I'm going to let you talk about the food kits, because you know the food kits better than I do. I'm just sitting here, as a matter of fact, because you can go on Rumble and Brighteon. I'm holding a bucket right here in my hot little hand of what I got from Heaven's Harvest right here. If you are going to Brighteon and Rumble and looking at the past archive of the show, I mean, we mean business here. And seriously, when you open this bucket up and you see all the food inside of it, and the fact that these are basically very well-sealed, freeze-dried foods, and this is pasta Alfredo I've got right here. This sounds good right about now. And there's all sorts of cheesy potato soup, and I love that cheddar broccoli. I'm telling you, I can't get enough of it. In fact, if I could order a whole case of cheddar broccoli, I would. I love that stuff, man. I didn't have to add cornstarch. That's how good it was. Because usually I'm always thickening soups. Now I don't have to worry about that. See, that's something else, because cornstarch. Think about that, folks.
Yeah.
We're talking about the potential for it being contaminated with genetically modified organisms.
It's coming. Like I said, we've got companies already in this country working, trying to figure out how to put it in fruits and vegetables.
There's another thing. I also got from Heaven's Harvest right here in my hot little hand. This is the seed bucket. Clayton, you want to talk about that?
Yeah, that's our heirloom seed kit, Dave. That's kind of like where we started with this. And again, I was working for farmers in Florida, watching what they were spraying on our crops, and, you know, with the Roundup Ready crops. And I mean, everybody knows what Roundup is, pretty much the same stuff they sprayed on the jungles in Vietnam. Now we figured out how to alter a seed through its DNA that we can spray Roundup on it and kill everything but the crop. And I was watching day after day spray these crops, thinking, this is what I'm feeding my kids. Like, and that's when we got into the heirloom seed kit. And what I put together is something for me and my family has taken off, and we've sold hundreds of thousands of those kits. You can store them. They'll last, you know, up to 10 years if stored properly. They're heirloom seeds, so they'll reproduce year after year after year, and you'll get the same crop back. It's an endless supply of food. It literally is an endless supply of food. The food kits that we have were kind of like, we decided to put them together. Like I said last time, I was really upset with somewhere else I had bought and didn't get what they said I had gotten. It was full of garbage and fillers. So that's when we did our seed buckets or our seed kits to kind of get you through those months, either when your garden's coming in or if you've only got a couple months where you got to, you know, really hunker down and take care of your family. They're easy. They're ready. They'll store for 25 years. You can hide them in your closet. So that's kind of where the whole thing came from. But it's like it really scares me where we're at in this country right now, Dave. Really scares me. We're not talking about this. You know, I mean, I know we talked about the baby formula shortage 6 months ago, and what people don't realize, there's still a shortage of baby formula. We haven't fixed that problem yet. You know, The most susceptible people in our society, we're still leaving them. We've still hung them out to dry.
But there's something else, Clayton. Abbott Laboratories is the one making this stuff. How do we know that they're not putting the mRNA vaccine in the baby formula? How do we know they're not doing that, trying to kill all our kids or sterilize them so they can't reproduce? What a way for population control.
I agree. Well, look, this vaccine, like I whether you took it or you didn't take it, that's up to you. But personally, I think they designed something here that didn't quite work as effective as they thought it was. Like, I'm thinking we wait till the next vaccine to see what's really going to happen. Because the vaccine right now, all they can say is it'll keep you out of the hospital. And I don't even know if I believe that, because I've spoken to plenty of nurses and doctors. that say it's not the unvaccinated people in here, it's the vaccinated people in here. I mean, there's weird, like 1,500 athletes, like world-class athletes that have died of heart problems in the last year. I mean, that's insane, and nobody's even asking questions about this, you know? And yeah, now they want to put it in my food?
There you go. See, not this me. Is ulterior motives, Clayton. Yeah,
not me. I'm going to have a way to grow my own food and take care of my own family. If I don't want to take that, I'm not going to take it.
And that's the reason. Now, how many heirloom seed kits should we logistically have?
Honestly, one seed kit will last a lifetime. We've got great books on our website that show you how to save the seed, how to, you know, how to harvest the seed, how to dry it, how to save it for next year. We've got two different size seed kits. We've got like just a seed kit that's got about 5,000 seeds in it, and we've got another one that's got, I think, about 15,000 seeds in it. So depending on how big your family is, how much room you have to grow, you know, that's how I would kind of figure up what seed kit you need. But I mean, if you're living in an apartment, you can grow something. You know, you can grow it in your windows. You can get lights and grow it under lights. Like, it's, you'd be surprised how much food you can grow in a small space. There's a book in there called Square Foot Gardening that I absolutely fell in love with. I mean, you can honestly feed a family in less than 100 square feet growing out of this Square Foot Garden book. The returns are enormous. I mean, it's just, it's a great book. It's, and like I said, everything that's on our website, I've already failed plenty of times. I've figured out kind of what works, what's the best, and that's the option that I've put on there. I haven't given you 10,000 books or 10,000 different seeds or seed kits or food kits. Like, hey, this is what works best. The same way with our water filtration. There's 10,000 options out there for water filtration. Hey, look, this is what we've used. I've tried all the other ones. I've tested all the other ones. These here don't require batteries. They don't require power. If the lights go out or the power goes out, you can still have fresh water to drink.
No doubt. And see, the thing is, we've got an article under gardening, farming, and homesteading in today's email blast, which you can read, talking about a couple who have turned their rocky hillside into a mega food forest, providing homegrown food to the community. And yeah, see, this is something else that we have to think about, folks, is everybody who is involved in this Michigaz, and we're talking about the big snafu, the food shortage that's going on right now, and that is soon to get worse. You know, you have to think about neighbors. You got to think about community. If you want to start up a business, you got truck farming. There's so many ways that right now you can make money, and you can do it for the community, for the benefit of the community, because if everybody is going starving, what do you think they're going to be doing when they run out of food and they can't find it at the grocery store and the shelves are empty, or people are starting to drop dead because they're eating certain foods and the news media gets wind of it, or not, because they've been censoring a lot of this stuff. Yeah. So we don't actually know what's going on.
No, they're censoring all of this, Dave. Like this, I mean, they've completely hidden this. They're covering it up. Like people don't realize that what's being grown today isn't being eaten tomorrow. You know, I mean, it takes 4, 5, 6 months for all this food to go through the processing plants and be delivered to the stores. Like right now, we're facing an awful, awful, awful crop this summer all around the world. Like I said, it was either too much water, not enough water. Our diesel prices are through the roof. So everything being harvested, those tractors I was telling you about that constantly spray chemicals, they're spraying with $5 a gallon diesel. I mean, that adds up when you're running 365 days a year, you know, as to your cost, what it costs to produce this stuff. Our fertilizers have been cut by 2/3. Half the world's population depends on fertilizer for its food. Half the world's population, and we've cut it by 2/3. We've got rail companies here in the United States cutting their deliveries by 20%. Like, hey, we're just not going to deliver it anymore. You know, like, this year they cut it 20%. Next year they cut it another 20%. Like, it really scares me where we're at. Like, and our government hasn't stepped up to help at all. I mean, we can see what's going on there. They're not stepping up. Instead, what we're doing is we're telling farmers, hey, you've got to cut your farmland by 30% because we don't like the emissions the cows are putting off. We're trying to go green. You know, they've made diesel outrageous. They've made fertilizer outrageous. California's got droughts. And a ton of our food comes out of California. A ton of it. You know, so it's just, it scares me where we're at, and that nobody, and I say nobody, I mean, we shouldn't be relying on our government anyway to take care of us. But now the fact that the government controls it, they're going to tell us what we can and cannot eat and how much of it we're getting.
Well, and you can thank Bill Gates and the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab and Noel, Harari and all those other people there, because this is their actual design, is to starve as many people as they can. So the rest of us who are smart enough to figure this out and prepare in advance are going to be turned into slaves like hell we are.
Yeah. Hey, they told us what they want to do. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, flat out.
Flat out. In 6 months or a year, don't act surprised. I mean, they've printed, it's all over the internet. They've printed it. They've talked about it. You can watch YouTube videos for 2 months telling you exactly what they want to do.
Yep. I want to take this last couple of minutes because we're coming up to the break. You can feed your family of four for about $10 out of these kits. That would be a fair statement.
Yeah.
Yep. Talk about the entree bucket. And these are like an entree. One serving is like $2.49. So you could feed your family of four for $10. To feed a family of four for 1 month, we have a 6 month combo kit. I mean, go ahead and describe the kits while we have a couple of minutes here.
Dave, there's four different food buckets we have. We have an entree bucket, we have a protein bucket, a breakfast bucket, and a fruit and vegetable bucket. And like I said, when I bought this stuff before, I was completely unhappy with it. So when we decided to do our own and put this stuff together, I got rid of all the garbage. You know, everything that the 10 cent meals they can put in there and charge you $2.54 for, I got rid of them. You know what I mean? These are just hearty meals. The entree kit has nothing but entrees in it, your main courses. The breakfast kit's got nothing but breakfast meals in it. The nice thing about the breakfast kit is it's got meals in there that don't need any preparation, eating them right out of the bag.
Wow.
The fruit and vegetable kit has what it says, fruit and vegetables, you know, corn, potatoes, stuff like that. And then we've got the protein kit, and I kept the protein kit completely separate from anything else because meat only has a 15-year shelf life. Everything else has a 25, and I didn't want to contaminate one bucket with the other and ruin its shelf life. So we've kept the protein bucket separated. It's got beef, chicken, and eggs in it. And Dave, another thing we just added to our site probably a few months back are number 10 cans. We had people always asking, hey, you know, I can't afford this stuff, it's too expensive. Like, and we went out and found an option that anybody can afford. The cans start at $17. And they've got everything from fruits and vegetables to mashed potatoes to butter, apple slices, banana slices, strawberries. And honestly, you could eat them right now. My kids, we grab a can out of there probably once a week of strawberries, and they eat it far on the ride to school. I mean,
You read my mind. Well, Clayton Llewellyn, Heaven's Harvest Emergency Survival Food, heavensharvest.com. We're out of time. We're at the break. Thank you so much for joining us, sir. We're going to have you back.
Use Power Hour and save 5%.
There you go. Thank you. We'll be back after the break with more news and your phone calls. Stay with us.
.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.